This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's time now to go beyond the headlines. And for the next 2 hours, go where every sports fan wants to go. Behind the scenes and into the practice facilities, locker rooms, coaches' offices, and press boxes to get the info before anyone else. This is the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
It is a Friday-ass Friday today. There's fewer people in here than normal. As yeah. James Hamm, I'm Kyle Madsen.
They'll all show up like they always do. They'll show up.
It's will fun. They?
They will, Kyle. They always do.
Well, our guy JC is here today in sales.
The office is quiet.
Well, yeah, because usually at least boss man Aaron Miller and our guy Bill are here. So it makes it feel like there's somebody. Nope. We got Mark. From promotions?
Well, they had Christmas in July yesterday, which I think meant that they probably had a good time after their event.
I'd hope so.
So I'm guessing that they're just not here today because...
Well, it is a Friday.
It is.
But JC's lovely wife came in because I guess they're going somewhere and they live out in Modesto. This is closer to where they're going, so she just came to work with them today.
Yeah, they're going to Bend, Oregon.
Oh.
Yeah, they're going to do some mountain biking.
I heard him say something, but I couldn't...
Yeah.
Didn't make it
go
out.
Go do some mountain biking.
When I walked into the studio today, it smelled like a high school cafeteria.
Oh.
And I was, man, my hope was that Chick-fil-A stopped by.
Oh.
Because Coach Brad from Chick-fil-A, every couple months, will drop in and leave Chick-fil-A breakfast.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Really great day when that happens because it's a surprise always. It's not Chick-fil-A Fridays or something like that. It's sometimes Monday, sometimes Wednesday, sometimes Thursday. So that's what I hoped the smell was because it was very potent and nothing, nothing on the counter. Like, dang. And it's JC's here. And I was like, oh, maybe JC and his wife like made some food or something. I don't know. It was a weird thing.
Maybe someone put like a Stouffer's lasagna in
in the air fryer.
In the air fryer.
But I went down to 106.5 The End, our sister station here, to promote my K-pop show that's going to be on that station tomorrow at 9 a.m. Saturdays at 9. Check it out. The Saturday comeback. Appreciate you. And I went down there, and it turns out they ordered Mel's.
Oh.
They like DoorDashed Mel's Diner, which is...
Well, that's interesting.
Very random, it felt
like.
So when I went in there, I was like, oh, this is the smell. But it's crazy that the smell was that potent from... A DoorDash order.
Well, knowing those guys, they probably just wandered around the entire office with their food.
That's a great point.
Just to make the whole place smell.
Yeah, that's a great point. If you told me that somebody in this building ordered Mel's Diner through DoorDash, I would have gotten it right immediately.
Well, also, if you would have told me that someone made the entire office smell, I could see Kevin running around with his food from one end to the building.
Loudly running around with his food.
Clunk, 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 clunk.
It's a Friday-ass Friday today, man. The vibes are up. We got Kings to talk about for sure. The NFL Players Association Executive Director, Lloyd Howell.
Yep.
We dove into that story yesterday and all of his conflicts of interest working with a firm that invests in the NFL and a venture capital firm that invests in the NFL and stuff. He stepped down yesterday.
Oh, imagine that, Kyle.
A stunner that he stepped down. They did all this work to make sure he was in power when they did their next CBA, and he is now stepping down. We don't know what this means for J.C. Treader. We don't know what this means for the Players Association. I'm assuming they have some protocol here where they're going to find a new executive director. But this entire thing, all of this cover up of this arbitration ruling and this other ruling about
the collusion
collusion and this other ruling about NFL players allegedly faking injuries to get out of contracts and all this other stuff. They have squashed all this. If you're hearing me say this and going, what? Why was that not a bigger story? Because the NFL and the NFL Players Association made sure that it didn't become a bigger story.
Yeah, they had a lobbying firm or something.
They completely squashed it. So I'm interested to see what comes of that. And all of that was done ostensibly, it looks like, to make sure that J.C. Treader, the former Cleveland Browns center who was the president of the Players Association, who has, it appears, is angling for the executive director job.
Wow.
All of that was done to like cover up stuff for him. So nobody's really sure what happens to him now, because he was the chief strategy officer, which was not a position. It was made up by Lloyd Howell, who J.C. Treader helped push through via secret process.
Well, this is weird.
It is going to be, I'm telling you, I don't think the outcome here is J.C. Treader goes, they install new executive director and everything's fine. I think this might get messy. And it's right before training camp begins. This is going to be really, really interesting. Just keep an eye on NFLPA. I know that's typically stuff that gets kind of pushed to the side. He's like, games, 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 sports. Keep an eye on it.
Okay.
Just you see NFLPA in a headline, just tap in.
Well, I think it's like you can kind of bunch it in with what's happened with the NBA here, where, you know, the NBA goes out and signs this massive television deal. Massive, massive, mm-hmm. massive television deal. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, like, after year one of the television deal, they're already telling teams, hey, next year salary cap's not going up 10%. It's going up 7%. And oh, by the way, that 10% of all the player salaries that we pull from their checks and put into an impound account, the $500 million we do that, sorry, you're not getting that because we didn't make nearly as much money. And everyone's like, wait, what? What? Excuse me? We didn't make enough money?
Yeah.
It reminds me, like, after my first year, the next 3 years, I was the stringer for NBA.com.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote the pregame blog, and then I wrote the postgame story that would get put out everywhere. So when they signed their television deal, let's see, probably, so 2010, 11, 12, 13, in 2013, I believe,
mm-hmm.
they just like killed the program. So instead of having a live reporter in every building in the NBA, they just killed it after they signed this massive television deal. That's like the $9 billion deal.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, we're not going to pay $125 a night to have somebody in the building. Like,
And now on NBA.com, there's no written recaps.
Well, and if there are, they're the AP recap.
Yes.
They're just paying for the AP recap, which is probably more than they would have paid us. And they didn't even, like, we were, contract.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got 1099. So it's not like we're employees.
Yeah.
It's not like they had to pay benefits.
Right.
They just gave us, like, a check for $125 whenever we sent her. You know, you wait until you had, like, eight of them done, so you get $1,000, and you're like, okay. And they just wiped it out. And, I didn't even get
a weird thing.
I didn't even get an email. So I reached out to my dude. I'm like, hey, are we on for this season? Yeah. It starts in, like, 2 weeks. He's like, oh, no, sorry, bro. We killed that program. Like, when? Like, oh, that happened like a couple of months ago. Sorry, you must have got left off the email. Like, what? Wild.
You must have gotten left off the email. Cool,
that's how the league works. So it doesn't surprise me that all of a sudden they're like, hey, we're not making any money. It's like, wait, everything is going well. Like, stadiums were full. Like, we're confused. Why is it not going well?
Yeah.
But they're not going to have an answer for the players. And when the players union, and you know, when the CBA opens up, I think they're going to want more. The players are going to want more of the pie.
The Kings also punched their ticket to the Summer League semifinals yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know what? I was going to come in here and pee in Cheerios today.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're sitting here yesterday and there's like, yeah, they could make it if, like, you broke it down on the rundown. It's like this whole thing. And I'm like, all right, man, what? It's the are we really doing this? Because you still play Summer League games.
Yeah.
There's still other, it's not only four teams are left in Vegas. There's going to be games. But then as last night and yesterday afternoon rolled on and we started seeing, okay, this thing happened. Okay, this team needs to either lose or win by fewer than this many.
Yep.
That was really fun to watch yesterday and really fun to follow along with.
It was.
So shout out to the Kings for being relevant.
I think Charlotte jumping all over the Spurs early was like the first one. It was like, oh, well, Spurs just dropped and they were a major contender with the Kings because of their point differential, and Charlotte wasn't nearly as much. But because they won by so much, they ended up jumping over the Kings. And then the final two games, you know, I think the Denver one is the Denver versus Clippers. Denver came in, I think, 0-3, and the Clippers were 3-0.
Yeah.
And then they just...
And the Kings needed the Clippers to either lose or win by fewer than 24 or something.
Yeah, yeah. And sure enough, like, the Nuggets jumped all over them.
Like, looked like Game 7.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, Kyle, like when you're watching Summer League, like the last couple of games are always sketchy, right? This is the games where it's like, okay, we're going to pull a bunch of our, like there is no Cooper Flag left. There is no top five picks left.
Yeah, right.
They're all gone. But that's when, you know, your standard NBA tryhards show up.
Yep.
And people start getting hurt. And I don't think that that's the way it's going to be for the Kings because you're looking at two teams that have a very specific objective or four teams that are all sitting there like, hey, we want to win the title. So you're going to play guys who are reasonable G League player plus, right?
Yeah, you're not getting random guy who's not even going to be on G League team who's just running around at 6'5 and banging into people.
Exactly. But the other games that happened yesterday, that is exactly what was happening. Like, dudes are getting hurt everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, guys go up for layups, and another guy is, like, literally leaping up and hitting the backboard and falling down. You know, what is happening? We saw Darius Bailey take a bad step and completely blow out his knee. Like, there were so many injuries, and that's what the end of Summer League is like a lot of the time. So I think the Kings are in a different bracket and a different bucket of teams right now, where you're not so much worried about that. You're more worried about the other teams that still have to play a game.
Yeah.
Just for no reason, they've got to play a game.
Yeah, when there's, because whether you care about the Summer League semifinals or not, there's, when you're as competitive as an NBA player is, when there's something to play for, like, you're going to go for it.
Yeah.
And a counter argument to that might be All-Star Game. Like, hey, there's something to play for in the All-Star Game. They don't try in that. But these are guys who are fighting for NBA roster spots, fighting for G League roster spots, fighting to put good tape out so other teams may sign them. And when you get to that point where you're now in a semifinal, okay, like there's these guys all have this to play for, and there's a championship on the line.
There's a ring. Like, these guys are playing for a ring.
There's a real ring.
It's a Summer League ring. I don't know what it's made out of, but...
But, dude, don't underestimate. I know, and again, as fans, if the Kings win Summer League, which I kind of think they're going to, but if they win, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun thing to celebrate for a day or two, and then we'll move on to looking ahead to the regular season. But for some of these players, this might be as good as it gets professionally.
Oh, totally. And I assume that there's some sort of bonus that goes with it, like whether it's
like
$2,000 or $2,500 a piece or something. I'm assuming there's some sort of bonus for winning the whole thing. And for some of these players who will never play in the league, like that actually might matter to them.
I got to tell you, if I was 21, 22 years old,
mm-hmm.
playing in NBA Summer League, and I won $2,500, that $2,500 would not be leaving Vegas with me.
Oh, really?
I know me. I know how I am.
I think I would be more of, I would keep the check to tell people that I sure. I made it.
You can do both with mobile deposit now.
There it is.
You just mobile deposit. Kyle's got the check. Hell yeah.
I framed that. Is it worth anything? Nope.
No, God no.
I mobile deposited that and blew the whole thing at the blackjack table.
I'm hitting a nice dinner.
Yeah?
I'm hitting a nice dinner, get myself a nice bottle of wine at that dinner. I'm going to do a little at the blackjack table.
Go full Wesley Snipes. Always bet on black.
Yeah, and then we'll go through the shops at Caesars and see what's cooking.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Maybe get yourself a bag or a watch.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a watch that you can look at and say, oh, yeah, that's my Summer League winning from that one time.
Yeah.
To go with my ring.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure it matches. That's how I would do that. I would 100% not do the responsible thing and be like, I'm saving this. I'll be going back to my hotel. Like, No. I'm celebrating tonight, baby.
That's right. That's awesome.
Hell yeah. Kings Raptors Saturday at 1:00. We're past, by the way, just in case anybody's wondering, we're past the should Neek play.
Oh, yeah.
Should Maxime Raynaud play?
No, we're way past
that.
Yeah,
no, they're playing. Yeah. Brother, they're tap in.
Just like Kyle at the blackjack table, he's all in.
I'm all in. I got $12 left.
I'm all in.
I can't decide if I would shop, then gamble. I think that's how I'd do it. I think I'd go dinner first.
Okay.
Then shopping. Because I don't know. I don't want to gamble and, you know, go, oh, man. Okay, let's see. I went through that $500. Oh, let's do 500 more because maybe I can double it. I would talk myself into it.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden I'm going to Caesars with $8.
Yeah.
I think I would rather go shopping first. And that way if I see something, because I don't need to gamble. I'm not one of those people that when I go to Vegas, I'm like, I got to gamble. I don't.
Yeah. When I was young, I was, but not anymore.
Totally.
Yep.
So, and maybe 22-year-old Kyle would have felt different, but I think I'm going to the shops first because there's a really nice bag I want.
Yeah.
Or like you said, a really nice watch. I want to be able to like expand my price point a little bit.
Okay.
Whereas if I gamble and I'm like, I got $200 left. Like, all right.
You have like an $1,800 man bag. I could see it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'd walk around look like Damien.
Oh, yeah. Or Mark Jones. Mark Jones always has the nicest. Yeah.
It's intimidating. I've talked to Mark Jones how many times on this show? Half a dozen?
Yeah.
Like, I've talked to Mark a lot. I've actually never met him in person.
What?
Yes. Because every time I see him in the media room or whatever, I know I know broadcasters are busy.
Oh yeah,
and I'm just some doofus, so I don't want to go walk up and he's like, "Hey, I'm eating." Like, what the heck? I'm scarred because the first time I ever tried to do that was with a baseball writer at A's Fan Fest. It was 20.
I think we've had the same experience.
Yeah, probably same person.
Yeah.
no longer with the A's, covers another Bay Area team.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So yeah, I walked up. At A's Fan Fest 2012, tried to talk. I've told the whole story on air before, but tried to like introduce myself and like, hey, I want to, and just got stonewalled. Like, I'm working. I was like, all right.
I did
bad.
The same after a game, just like, hey.
Right. Just try.
Maybe it's pregame.
I'm looking for 30 seconds of your time.
Yeah. It's just so rude. Just like, wow.
So, and I know Mark would never do that. I know.
Yeah.
If I walked up to Mark Jones and said, Mark, what's up? He would be very kind. I know. But I'm so scarred from that I'm just so worried he's going to be like, brother, not the time. Like, sorry. Enjoy your banh mi or whatever the...
I told you, he showed up one day. He rode up on a electric scooter, slides sideways, throws his electric scooter into the little rack, wearing his Louis Vuitton bag, comes into Starbucks. Me and my son were sitting there.
Incredible.
Just pulls up to the table. What's up?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Spectacular.
Mark Jones the best. All right. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. 17 years ago today, one of my favorite movies of all time came out. I'm not a movie guy, so when I'm talking about a movie thing, you know it's a big one. We'll talk about that. We'll have more about the Kings Summer League, Kings preseason, Damian Lillard's going back to Portland, and more Kings point guard rumors are out there. We're going to do all of that here in the next couple hours. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're The Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. And this is ESPN 1320, and that is Sacramento Sports Leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
All right, I've gotten super sidetracked. James is over there. I'm Kyle. Shout out to Jiffy Lube. No Joe Brazil today. He's still on assignment. Perils of having a talented producer who can do so many things at the station. It's fine. All right. I got sidetracked during the break.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the homie Evan Giddings, who works at 95.7 The Game, does a ton of good stuff over there, produces, hosts. Salute to Evan. Frustratingly talented person, Evan Giddings.
Yeah.
One of those, like, his first day in talking to him, you're like, oh, you're just really good at this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. He mentioned that there was a report out there that Jonathan Kuminga last offseason turned down a 5-year, $150 million extension from Golden State.
I have not heard that anywhere before right now.
I cannot fathom that that's true. And what I'm trying to do here,
because that's near max money.
That is, yeah, and
like
that is
15, 20 million below max money.
That is so much money that why would they be having a hard time signing him this offseason? If you were ready to give him 30 a year for 5 years last offseason, what's the hang up this offseason?
Mm-hmm.
Even if he didn't fit the way you thought he would into your lineup, wouldn't you still be willing to sign him to some contract instead of just trying to get it? Anyways, so that led me down a rabbit hole of trying to figure out where this reporting was. And that led me to a Yahoo Sports article by, I'm not even going to say the author. I'm sorry, this is in a sporting news article that's been posted on Yahoo. I'm not even going to say the author's name because I'm going to cook him. Here's the headline. And again, I understand in the blogging space, in the aggregation space, I work in it, NinersWire.com, the need to have catchy headlines.
Okay.
This headline is, Warriors may cut ties with Jonathan Kuminga in favor of $77 million Lakers reject.
Oh, my goodness.
So the goal there is, and just to peel the curtain back on the Google algorithm a little bit, when you put dollar figures in the Google algorithm for sports, mm-hmm. it's good. That's a good way to get your article indexed high.
Okay.
So I get the $77 million. And trying to fit Lakers into the headline because the Lakers have more search engine power than the Kings. Referring to Malik Monk as Lakers reject is one of the most wildly disrespectful things I've ever seen.
That is absolutely insane.
I get, and I understand. If I talked to this author, I'm sure this person probably watches 0% of Kings basketball. And if I said name five players on the Kings, they probably couldn't. That is a wild thing. That is so bad because, again, I want to this is a little bit about this specific thing, but it's a little bit about headline writing in the current blogging environment.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why you do this. I just laid it out. You want to get Lakers in the headline. You want to get the dollar figure in the headline. I got it. I also have rules where I'm not going to be misleading, or I'm not going to be purposely wrong in a headline for the sake of clicks. Ben Barch, for example, mm-hmm. 49ers offensive lineman. If you've never heard of him, don't blame you. He's probably going to be their starting left guard this year. I wouldn't go 49ers sign ascending star to X dollar contract. Like, no, he's a backup offensive lineman. So I'm not going to write that. Writing Lakers reject for the most productive sixth man in the NBA for the last 3 years?
Yeah, it's wild.
It's nuts.
And the Lakers would have loved to have signed Malik Monk back.
Yeah.
They just had no money that offseason. And he's been with the Kings for 3 years.
Right.
That was so long ago. Like, what is happening? He's in the first year. He just finished his first year of his second contract with the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
He had a 2-year deal, signed a 4-year deal. He's going into year 4 of his tenure with the Sacramento Kings. That to me is absolutely crazy to be that disrespectful.
I understand why you want to get Lakers in the headline there, but there's a limit. There's you got to be a little bit honest with your SEO.
Former Laker search engine guard.
Right. And even that would be like, oh, all right, that's a stretch.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you just can't fit Lakers in the headline because Malik Monk hasn't played there since the pandemic.
That's absolutely embarrassing.
It's totally nuts. But this author writes in here, and I saw somebody ask, do authors come up with headlines? I happen to know how sporting news works, mm-hmm. and my guess is yes. The author wrote this headline. There might be an editor who tweaked it, because maybe the author wrote King's six man or whatever, and the editor might have gone in and tried to fancy it up for search engine. And it worked because clearly it was the first thing that popped up when I Googled Kuminga 5 years. So there's a quote from Jake Fisher in here that says, sources say that Sacramento, meanwhile, would be interested in including Malik Monk in any outgoing trade package, but nothing substantial has materialized with the Warriors. He quotes Jake Fisher directly. Then the author writes, not quoting, Kuminga shockingly decided to bet on himself last offseason by declining a 5-year, $150 million contract extension with Golden State following an encouraging 2023-24 campaign. That's not attributed to anybody.
That is wild.
And I cannot, if that happened, Jonathan Kuminga needs to fire every advisor he has.
Kuminga has good advisors, I believe. He's under like a very reputable firm.
Like, okay,
this is not the situation with who's the kid that fell in the draft on
Ace Bailey.
This is not an Ace Bailey situation.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't see any way that he walked away from a 5-150. And like, look, that's not what the Warriors are offering. That there isn't a hey, the Warriors would take him back for this dollar amount, from what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're on the same page. They are on the same page that he doesn't really want to be there and they don't really want him back.
Yeah.
Like, there isn't, like, a bunch of, like, everything you hear out of Golden State, we're, like, right down the street. We all have ties to people who work for the Warriors or cover the Warriors. Everything that people are hearing from the Warriors side is meh.
And it's been that way.
It's been that way for a while.
I can't wrap my brain around this, because if they offered 5 and 150 last year, I think Kuminga would have taken it.
Because
like you said, that's damn near max money.
Well, you take it and then you force your way out in year three or something.
Sure.
Either way, you got paid.
You got your money. And if his representation, like, you would think they would foresee the market and go, man, there's one team with cap space, true cap space.
Mm-hmm.
And this might kind of be a difficult offseason. Or next offseason might be kind of difficult. We'll take this 5 and 150 and we'll figure it out. But what I'm hung up on here is less what he turned down, what he didn't, or that he turned it down, or that he didn't. I want to know if Golden State was so eager to keep him that they were going to offer him 5 years and $150 million 12 months ago. Nothing happened this year. Like, he was ostensibly the same player. He was a little less efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And he dealt with an injury. Not enough happened to me that would make me go, they went from 5 and 150 to A. Who wants them?
Yeah. So, or like, we'll give you a 230 or something.
I have a really hard time believing 5 and 150 was on the table. A, because I don't think you would have turned it down. And B, I don't think the Warriors put it on the table.
I'm pretty sure they didn't.
That
to me is wild. That's crazy.
Played 74 games in 23-24. Played 26 minutes a night. 52.9% from the field. 32.1% from three. 75% from the free throw line on four attempts a game. 5 boards, couple assists. Half a steal, half a block, 16 points. This year, 15 points, 5 boards, couple assists, 67% from the free throw line, but 30% from three, 45% from the field. Like, in 24 minutes a game, he only played 47 because he got hurt. There's just nothing happened that makes me think they went from 5 and 150 to, like, we want no parts of this guy.
Yeah.
This feels to me, if Jake Fisher did report this, or if somebody of any kind of reputability reported this, that this is Golden State trying anything they can to get info out there. It's the same reason after we heard about the Kings' offer, Dario Saric and Devin Carter in a couple of seconds, all of a sudden there was a report the next day that, like, oh, now the Washington Wizards are interested and the New Orleans Pelicans. Like, and then Mike Dunleavy Jr. is out there like, yeah, we want to keep him. That's like, we offered him 5 and 150 last year. Like, what?
They're trying to get as much value as they can.
They're really trying.
That's their job.
That's how this seems to me. We don't know for sure, but that's really how this looks. Because, like you said, that is their job. I can't. As I said, I saw my guy Evan Giddings mention that, and I can't fathom it. There's just no way.
We're going to have to do more research on
this.
We're
going to dive in.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, everyone's in a holding pattern with Kuminga, including the Warriors, including the Kings, anyone else who's interested at all, which we kind of end right there. There's still, like, the Brooklyn Nets have shown no interest. They're the only team with cap space. Like, outside of that, there's no one else who is raising their hand and saying, we want to make a big time move. And you've heard a little bit of, like, oh, the Suns, they just saved, you know, X amount of money under the luxury tax. They'd be interested. They have like $9 million under the cap. Like, the Warriors would just keep them for that money and just all right, we're fine. We'll just keep them for that money and we'll deal with it later.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no reason for them to, you know, you still have to look at him as an asset, even if he's a player that you don't really want back. You have to worry that if you pay him, even as, like, just to be an asset and then to trade him later, because a lot of times, like, the Warriors are big game hunting all the time. Mm-hmm. So to have a $25 million player actually makes sense, because then you can move that $25 million player as part of a deal for a $40 million player, a $38 million player, or a $50 million player.
Right.
So you kind of want to have that asset, but at the same time, they've shown no interest here in really
it's
keeping
so
him.
So weird.
Yeah, the free agent, the restricted free agent market is absolutely bonkers this offseason. Again, I think Keon Ellis is probably lucky he wasn't involved in it, although, like, look, it is possible he would have got an MLE from somebody.
Yeah.
The problem that you have with Kuminga is that if someone offered him the mid-level exception, the Warriors are just going to match
him, and
then they're going to trade him down the line and be like, oh, okay, we got him for way cheaper than he's worth. Now,
right.
Again, if you're the Kings, you're like, hey, man, we know you want $25 to $30 million. It's not available anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we're willing to go 20. We're willing maybe to go 22, an mm-hmm. average salary of 22, but we're not willing to break the bank here. So mm-hmm. if you want to go somewhere else, you know, you can sign with us, but like as part of a bigger trade,
right.
The Kings can't just outright sign him. They can sign him to an offer sheet for the mid-level exception, but he's not going to take that. The Warriors right. are just going to be like, all right, fine.
Well, and he would have to sign the offer sheet.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can't just, the Kings can't just go, mid-level exception. Like, no. Well, he would have to agree to sign said offer sheet.
Well, that, and once he signs the offer sheet, it's too late to trade. The trade right. avenue closes the second mm-hmm. you sign an offer sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So it just puts him in a really weird situation. So I don't know what's going to happen with Kuminga, but I certainly, there's so many weird misdirections going on with him as a player. And it really does feel like the Kings are just waiting and saying, okay, we would take him.
Right.
We're not going to break the bank for him. We'll take him. And I think the report that we've heard is 2 seconds that they offered. I wouldn't doubt that the Kings would offer up a protected first.
Sure.
But at the same time, like, the deal has to work for everybody. And that's why this is like one of the most complicated transactions that there ever was, because of the base year compensation.
Yeah.
Because what the Warriors want, because what the Kings don't want, because what the Kings have to give.
And what Kuminga wants.
Yeah, and still trying to fit this under the luxury tax. Like, it's just all complicated and really weird, but I still think there is a pathway.
You financially have to get to a place first that Kuminga will sign an offer sheet. And then the Warriors either have to match that, or you have to work out a trade with the base year compensation that works just under the NBA's rules. Like, it's really, it's that, you know, that scene in The Office that always gets posted online of everybody standing around doing finger guns at each other?
Oh, yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
Everybody's just kind of waiting for somebody to blink.
Yeah, it's a standoff.
That's it.
And, you know, like a couple of weeks ago, we were doing a Friday show, mm-hmm. and I said I would be shocked if Kuminga wasn't mm-hmm. a King by the end of the weekend, right? Mm-hmm. Right before I went to Cabo. That's because I've never been around a transaction in Sacramento where every single person that I know had the same exact trade.
Exact same.
Everybody.
Everyone.
Without fail, every single person in the media, in Sacramento media, and even in somewhat of the Detroit media,
mm-hmm.
like, everyone had it.
It had the feel of, oh, everyone has this because it's happening.
Yes.
Everyone had, this has been blasted out through various links,
yes.
because, oh, it's on the doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Shams tweet is coming out any second.
Yep.
That's why that's when that happens. And now just nothing. It's just crickets.
Yeah, crickets.
That's what I know. We keep talking about Kuminga a lot because it's A, the summer, and B, it feels like the most substantial potential move left in the NBA. And so we're going to keep talking about it. But as far as actual movement or actual reporting or actual tangible evidence that there's been anything happening, there's been crickets since the reports of the Kings offer.
Well, that, and I can tell you firsthand, like, I have had the conversations. Like, the Kings are still interested.
Mm-hmm.
But
at a price.
It's at a price. Mm-hmm. And that price is complicated. It's not just the price of the player. It's a price of who will take what mm-hmm. that has to go out the door in order to make that trade work.
Yeah.
And those pieces are not in place yet.
Nope.
And so it's a very, very difficult transaction to complete.
And it's not, I want to make this clear, and then we got to step aside briefly. This is not a King's issue. This is not a Kang's. This is not a, oh my God, just do it. Like, no. There's no reason to say, okay, we'll do 30 million. Like, there's no reason to do that.
Nope.
For the same reason, there's no reason to say, fine, here's three first-round picks to Golden State because, hey, there's nobody else offering Kuminga that much.
Hey, man, if...
Like, there's you're not going to just start betting against your... or negotiating against yourself in that regard.
You think you have a $5 million house, but the only offers you get are for $2.5 million? You have a $2.5 million house.
That's it.
And if you think you're a couple of... a $25 to $30 million player and the only offers are $18 to $20 million, then you're an $18 to $20 million player. And it can be circumstance and can be whatever you want, but that's just a reality.
Yeah, wake up.
Yep.
All right. Speaking of significant transactions, there was one in the NBA yesterday that made me so happy. It reminded me why sports are the very best thing. We'll talk about it. James Ham's there. I'm Kyle Madsen. No Joe Brazil today. He's on assignment. We're the Insiders. Sponsored by Jiffy Lube. And now on the radio side, the voice guy is going to repeat me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Yeah, that guy over there is James. I'm Kyle. Our new promotions manager, Mark, is just getting after it today.
Yeah?
He's all over the place.
Normally, he's wearing flip-flops.
Does he? Big flip-flops guy? Oh, that's because he's from Arizona.
Yeah, but still, like I don't know if that's OSHA-approved footwear, but it's fine.
God, you're at the Ridge. When I applied to the job, I used to work at a company. I'm not going to say the company because I've said it before and the chatty house can't handle it. I worked for a video streaming company.
Yep.
And when I applied for the job listing literally said, you can wear flip-flops and shorts to work. It's Arizona.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I think that's just an Arizona thing. Because it's 140 degrees, and they don't want you to be beholden to regular shoes, I guess.
Yeah, my brother moved to Arizona for like 9 years, and he kept saying, hey, come out, come out. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, like, go if you're going to go between like December and March.
Yeah, I went for spring training before he moved out with him, and then I'm like, yeah, I'm not coming back here. Yeah.
Perfect.
Like, I'm not going to live my entire life with the left side of my body burned because I'm near a window
right.
in my car.
Yeah, nah.
And then I get sunburned everywhere I go.
Nah.
Yeah.
It was salute to Arizona, a very formative part of my life. I will not live there again.
No.
I'll go visit. I'll visit. I visited a lot. I've done my time, though. I'm not living there again. I wore flip-flops to work once. It's after I'd been there a while. Because, you know, you start at your new job, and you're wearing a polo shirt, and you're wearing khakis every day. And then you get in a couple weeks, and you realize, everybody else is wearing t-shirts and shorts. And
yeah.
So I tried the flip-flops thing once. Not for me.
Not for you.
I hated it. I wore flip-flops in Hawaii. I'm not anti-flip-flop. But wearing flip-flops at work was not a thing I could get. It threw me off. Remember that day I forgot my shoes and I wore my Crocs in here?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That threw you off,
and
too.
It really threw me off. Yeah, same vibe. As a customer service guy, I'm helping people with their video and audio setups at various college sporting events around the country. And I felt weird. Like, I'm answering. I'm like, hey, Stretch Internet, this is Kyle. I'm so sorry. I'm wearing flip-flops today. Go ahead. What? How can I help you? I bought a new XLR camera. Oh, I can't help you. I'm in flip-flops.
I wear flip-flops a lot during the summer.
That tracks. Hey Dudes are basically just closed-toed flip-flops.
Yeah, because I just wear my Hey Dudes everywhere.
Yeah, you're a big Hey Dudes guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So is my mom, it turns out.
I like just a casual shoe to wear all summer long.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
1,000%.
I mean, when I'm going to a game, I wear dress shoes every single game. I always look the part for games on game days.
No doubt. No doubt.
But outside of game days, it's like, hey, we can relax a little bit. Yeah.
You dress as though you're always ready to go on a boat.
Yeah.
That is how you exist outside of covering the Kings. I'm just ready to be on a boat.
Yeah, I'm often like ready.
I keep my golf clubs in my car in case somebody wants to golf. That's not true. I keep my golf clubs in my car in case somebody wants to golf. You stay dressed for a boat in case somebody's like, hey, you want to go on a boat?
I'm ready. It's like I always have a bottle of sunscreen in my back pocket. Or oh, boat?
Yeah.
Sunscreen. Where are you at?
Drew Down in the chatty house at youtube.com/ESPN1320 made a joke about the Coldplay concert, and I need to talk about this.
Okay.
So everybody's seen the video by now. If you haven't, get out from under the rock you're living in.
Yes.
Or you're busy touching grass, which would be cool, I guess. But there's a video out, if you've missed it, of the CEO of a company called Astronomer, who was being very publicly intimate with what turns out was not his wife, was actually the director of HR at the company. And Coldplay does a kiss cam, and they pan to them on the kiss cam, and he fell to the floor, and she like turned around and covered her face because they are not married to each other.
No. And I think they are both married to other people.
Correct.
Yes.
So that was the whole thing. I don't want to talk about that. I got like that happened, whatever. It's his life. He's got to deal with that.
It's funny. If he didn't dive out of the way, it probably would have just gone unnoticed because nobody knows who he is.
Yes. If you just, a little smooch, wave, that is in the, because whoever was filming that didn't post it because like, wow, look at this guy. They posted it because it was like, oh my God, these people very clearly were not supposed to be together.
Yeah.
So the thing I enjoyed the most, because the empath in me feels bad for those two people.
Oh, I feel bad for their families.
You feel bad for their families.
Not for them. Not for them, but for their families, for sure.
You feel the embarrassment. Mm-hmm. You feel the hurt it causes their families and the turmoil and all this. Like, ugh, just brutal. Watching the internet come together over a thing.
Yeah.
Was incredible. Watching everybody join in to make jokes.
Roast
laugh together, to roast these people, to make memes out of it. StubHub, the official company, posted a reel on Instagram of a Coldplay concert, and it's like all the lights and all this stuff, and it said this and your HR person, and the caption was, "We have Coldplay tickets available now." Like it was in a world where everything is combative. In a world where if you like a thing, there's going to be people telling you not to like a thing,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. Watching everybody just enjoy roasting these people was so great. It was such a nice day yesterday to be on the internet. And that very rarely happens.
It does. So, well, at least part of the internet. At least part of the internet was fun.
Sure.
Yeah. The rest of it was pretty bad again.
Right. It was the This Is Fine dog. You know, the little dog, cartoon dog sitting at the table and everything's on fire.
Everything's firing. The fire all around them.
It was that, but looking and smiling at a phone instead of picking up a cup of coffee. I had some good laughs yesterday.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I really, really enjoyed that. It's also the 17th anniversary of The Dark Knight.
It was a really good, really good Batman movie.
It was, we'll talk about Damian Lillard in a little bit. But that felt like such a cultural moment. Because you want to talk about like collective, like the monoculture, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's a thing that used to be around because everybody watched the same TV shows, everybody watched Seinfeld, everybody watched
Friends,
whatever you know, sitcoms and game shows and TV, and everybody kind of watched it. We're running out of those moments, and I just so distinctly remember because I did not watch the Dark Knight. Batman Begins.
Okay.
Whatever the first of the Christopher Nolan ones were, I did not see that one. But my buddy Wade is a big Batman guy, and he's like, you've got to see this movie. The Heath Ledger performance is going to be iconic. You got to come. So I went to the movie theater and watched this in the movie theater. And I remember walking out of there, and again, I'm not a big movie guy. I watched the same six movies growing up. I remember walking out of there being like, oh, that was a this is a thing. This is going to be a thing that's around forever. Heath Ledger was amazing. The movie itself was just incredible. And you're in the theater and everybody's there and there's the buzz around it. Salute to The Dark Knight. It is one of my five favorite movies of all time. It's one of those movies that if it's on, I will sit down and if I'm leaving work and The Dark Knight is on, no matter where it is in the movie, I'm sitting down and watching it.
You're going to be late.
Yeah, I'm going to be late getting home.
You can text
sorry,
me.
Sorry, honey. I got a movie to watch. It's that movie, Remember the Titans, Miracle with Kurt Russell about the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team. Incredible movie. Those three, no matter where they are in the movie, if they're on, I will stop and watch.
Okay.
Every time. Beverly Hills Cop in there. Love Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay. Boy, you do have some like weird...
Bull Durham.
Like, I've seen like 87% of all movies ever, so... Like,
that's true.
I don't have like that want to just sit down and watch whatever movie. We did realize we had missed one of the Jurassic Park movies. My son was like, I'm like, hey, what is this? He's like, it's the Jurassic Park that came on after the like they saved the clone girl. And I'm like, oh, I think I missed that one. He's like, I just realized I missed it too. And I'm like, well, that's weird because we don't miss like right. that type of movie. But sure
okay,
enough,
so hang on. You're still on the Jurassic Park bandwagon?
Well,
you're
no,
still Jurassic Parking it up?
I just watched them all. Yeah, I've seen the new one. I went to the theater and saw the new one.
Huh. Yeah. All right. How was it?
I told you, I see everything. Oh, it was fun.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like, oh.
So you're just, okay, so you're a movies are fun type of person. Because I have friends who go to the movies to like critique the movie. You're
well,
just
I mean,
like,
if
hey,
it's
this
bad,
is
it's bad.
This
I
is
mean,
Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali, and we are going to fire guns at dinosaurs.
Yeah, like I'll go watch just about anything, but I certainly like if I'm going to critique a movie, I'm going to be honest. I mean, if it's a movie that's like a 45 on Metacritic, I know what I'm getting into.
Sure.
Like I'm getting into like 2 hours of like crazy things running around the screen and like. You know, roaring at people. Like, I know what I'm getting into.
Did you see the OG Jurassic Park in theaters?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What a moment.
The original?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What an incredible movie.
I think I saw it like 2 or 3 times.
That was one of those movies that scared me as a kid, so I didn't watch it as I grew up because I first saw it was probably like 9 or 10. Terrified. Hated it. And then I got to an older place in life at some point in my 20s and was like, I got to watch Jurassic Park. Incredible.
There's only
what a film.
A handful of movies I've watched.
What an amazing movie.
Multiple times in the theater. Like, I remember walking out of There's Something About Mary, and my stomach hurt so hard from laughing that it was like, oh, no, we're doing that again.
Yeah.
And you went back, and it was just as funny the second time. Oh, just like, are you kidding me? Yeah.
I did that with the movie This Is the End.
Okay.
It's got, it's mostly Seth Rogen, Jay Baruchel.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Danny McBride, Jonah Hill. But it's got so many cameos. It's crazy.
James Franco.
James Franco's in it. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that movie in theaters in the span of a week 3 times. Yeah. Yeah, dog. Weird place in my life. Great movie, though. It holds up. Really love that film. All right, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Second hour, we got more Sacramento Kings to talk about because, A, the Kings are involved in point guard rumors. A stunner. We'll talk about that. Dame Lillard going back to Portland. We got to talk about that. That's all coming up in the second hour. Oh, and the most insane NFL top 100 list I've ever seen recently came out, and we got to discuss that as well. All that in the second hour. James Hamm, Kyle Madsen, Insiders, Jiffy Lube. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.